Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Before we get to today's episode, I just want to let you know that we went and filmed a D&D is for Nerds miniseries set in the frozen norths of Icewind Dale and based around Wizards of the Coast's recent Rime of the Frost Maiden adventure. The first two parts of this six-part campaign are available right now for you to watch in glorious whatever quality we uploaded it in. Follow the link in the show notes, go to our website, sanspantsradio.com, and hit banner, search for Sanspants Radio on YouTube, or whisper, "Where is it? Tell me your secrets!" into the mouth of a common house cat, and wait for the next step. You're listening to the Sanspants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
And they need to make a constitution saving throw, which they fail. So they take an extra 12 points of poison damage.
That's great.
You take down a wolf spider.
Best news.
The other spiders are not sure what to make of this.
This is great news.
Kind of isolated from you lot, but also away from the spiders.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
Teleporting in behind him is the phase spider.
Shit.
Don't. Not fan. Bad. Hate. Love is Blind does the big air suck. Goes away.
The phase spider obviously tries to attack, but is buffeted by strong winds all around Love is Blind. You take down another one of the giant spiders.
Hey. If you are my friend, what do I call you?
I draw a G in the dirt. I try to write it. I do write it. Take me to a cleric. I cast Cure Wounds. On Big T to see if I can.
You can cast Cure Wounds.
Oh, how much?
The magic is relatively the same. Big T, you recover 7 hit points.
Adam.
Yeah.
As a druid, I get animal shape.
Yeah.
Can I animal shape into a fish body? As in like a human.
Unfortunately, you. No, you can't. It's just like a... Oh, let me look up the rules.
What if...
Can I now transform for an hour a day?
No, you can't, unfortunately. Okay. It's got to be a beast.
Are there any beasts that I have come into contact with that can talk?
Well, I was going to say, what about...
A cockatoo. Some kind of bird.
You can't
Would
fly.
Your character know about cockatoos and birds? Would you have been to an analogue of Australia within this place?
I don't know.
Would you have been somewhere tropical?
Well, how?
Probably, actually, yes.
Okay, tropical well, you might know a nice. Tropical bird that you could talk through.
You could also try turning into a monkey as the closest one and train the monkey to speak for an hour every day. And so by the end of a week, you should be able to say words.
I would allow an animal that can innately speak, but I would not allow an animal that could slowly learn to speak.
All right. Well, I will quickly transfer into a non-flying bird that can just hop around for a bit, but can talk. Is that allowed, Adam?
I'd allow that, yeah.
Right. Can we get myself to some kind of cleric or a god, something to I hate this.
Chantal is trying to keep as straight a face as possible, but you can see the corners of her mouth curling a little bit. And yes. Yaola, yes. Looking
Very
at,
funny. Uh-huh.
Looking at
me.
Your tiny little bird, looking at your tiny little bird frame, says, I don't know, I kind of like it.
I cross my bird wings. Well, I do.
I'm glad that we're very brave right now, because if we weren't very brave, I'd be very scared.
Look,
I don't like this very much at all.
Do we know where
You're meant to be so wet.
Yeah, yes. I am furry and sticky. I'm not a huge fan of it.
is not great. Nice that I can do this for about an hour a day. Don't have to constantly get wet. What am I? What happens to my old body? Do we just dunk that in water and leave it there for a bit? What are you going on?
We can just we can perhaps put it in a lake and I don't know, tie it down or something.
Does he still need to eat? I need still need to eat. By the way, I'm getting very hungry from mostly flesh.
Giving you the encounter die.
What if you're a bird and we feed you these nice bits of seed?
I mean, look, as a bird, perhaps that'll be my eating. So can I eat as a bird or some kind of animal that doesn't feast on flesh for an hour a day or 2 hours a day?
Oh,
or
just
2 hours, 4 hours, really, because it's a short rest. And that'll satiate me so I don't have to keep eating people.
Why don't you just cast Goodberry?
Oh, yes, I could cast Goodberry on myself. As a spider, can I eat that?
Yeah, I'd allow it.
Okay, well, I guess I get to do Goodberry then. Okay, well, either way, I'm not happy. I get stroppy.
He is a bit cute, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes. I start preening myself.
All right.
That tastes good.
You help those people back to their wagon. They're very appreciative of you. They, can I get you to roll the encounter die?
Mm-hmm. A nine.
A nine? And a second time?
A five.
A five?
What a way to make a living.
A lot of their stuff has been looted or scattered, but of what they have left, they reward you with a simple vial glass with an unmistakable skull and crossbones label glued to it. It's a vial of acid.
Oh, not pirate juice.
It's kind of like a pirate juice.
Shut your fucking mouth. A pirate juice.
I don't know.
God damn it. And a pair of bone dice with flecks of gems for the pips.
Oh, can I have them?
Worth 7 gold. That's basically all they have to spare now.
Well, I don't say anything as I've probably reverted back to a spider. A grumpy spider.
You have your old body tied up and on your back.
Yes, yeah, I'm not happy either. Well, I don't say this. I skitter.
Should we return? So are we pushing onwards or returning back?
I do a big shrug.
Well, I suppose we've done a lot so far. We've done very well.
Love is Blind has been inspecting you for some time now and been, like, checking magical auras and whatnot. Love is Blind says, whatever has happened here, I do not know how to end it, but I do know that it is not getting worse. So while, obviously, this is not an ideal situation, I do not think there is a time element to this.
I kind of like, we'll do like one tap for yes, two taps for no. So one tap.
We could push onwards like this.
One tap.
Okay, I think we should maybe go back. Just to have a look to see if anybody can help us. Only one person needs help.
All right, hang on. So you're voting go back. One tap for go back. One tap for continue. Two taps for go back.
One tap for continue.
All right, well, look, I'm counting that almost as two votes because I feel like if anyone has a right to say let's go back, it's him.
I thought you were saying no to the time limit.
One for yes. I convert to another parrot. One for yes, two for no.
I truly misheard you.
It was pretty clear. Yeah, I don't know how you misheard.
Look, he's not great, but it's fine. And honestly, as a bit of a bigger spider, perhaps it would be very useful against the cult that we're facing. Because honestly, how are they going to expect a big spider? Also, we probably should deal with that.
They'll try and squish you. We tried to squish
you. I know you did, but you won't. And they will be, I can kind of crawl up onto the roofs, have a look in. I'm pretty good, you know, now, asset, I think.
Chantel, like the pretending at a serious expression drops and an actual serious expression is there. And Chantel says, well, I think it would be worth going back to camp because I think this is not an ideal situation and I don't want to be traversing around with a giant spider. Yeola socks her in the shoulder and says, nah, I like it.
Yeola understands. Look, we've got a mission to do. We're already here. He's so very close to the church.
All right.
That's why we don't just keep going. It's been my vote anyway. Honestly. Should we probably do something with that face spider?
Love it. Oh, no.
Yeah, that is definitely a problem that's going to come back to bite us.
Sure is. Don't like the use of the word bite there, but yes. Yes. Probably let that druid know. Also let the druid know that I'm me. Don't they maybe know something? Anyway.
How do I find the druid again? Leafy boy!
I'll speak with animals.
Yeah, can we?
As a... As a cockatoo? No, I can't do that. As a spider? No, this is going to be hard. Yeah.
You can cast the spell as a spider, but not as an animal shape. Mm. Yeah.
This is going to be very hard. Yes. Yes, well, I'm stumped. Unless you can get a squirrel and then bring it to me, and then I become the spider.
If you can't speak with animals, it doesn't matter what you're speaking. You speak with the animal. That's fine.
Yes. Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah, are you like, oh, I'm a spider, I can't talk to the animals?
No, I'm worried that they're going to run away because I am a giant spider and they are perhaps a squirrel or something that
I think it'd be a disadvantage on your check, but I don't think it's impossible.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to convert back to a spider and then cast Speak with Animal on my face. And they'll be like, hello, anybody, I'm not a giant spider. It looks like I am, but I'm not. I'm good friends with... What was his name? Druid of the Stars. Start with a T. Was it Tina?
Greedov Fashmarash.
Greedov or Greedov?
Sorry, it's Greedov Fasharash. Sorry, right. There's no M in it. Greedov Fasharash.
Yes, look, anyone around? I'm a friend of Greedov. Anybody?
Any animal that you talk to in this region just points in a direction.
That way.
The same one, not random.
Yes, well, look, if you would let Greedov know that we are the adventurers that he met. This is, I'm Glubble. Look, I know I look like a spider.
So you're like looking at a mother squirrel holding one of her babies, tapping her foot, just watching you talk.
Yeah, I'm aware. Look, I'm very sorry. Magical mishap. I switched with the mind of a spider. No one here is happy. I'm not happy. The spider is not happy, as you can see, is strapped to my back as there's me. This is me. That's my face. That's what I was meant to look like. Look how handsome I am. Look at this grotesque face. I miss being handsome. Anywho, so.
She gives you a withering glare like.
I understand.
Like she could take you.
Okay. Well, if you could let Greedov, know that the face spider is a bit weakened and that, yes, we got some of its kin. And we're going to go to this church here, and we'll be on the way back in a few days. Or at least let someone know, and let someone know and pass it on. Hopefully they'll... Okay, Miss Squirrel?
Okay!
Thank you. Very, very nice. I look to the rest of the gang. What are they seeing?
They see a spider conversing with a fucking squirrel.
Oh, that's great. Oh, fuck.
This has got to be in the top... 5 weirdest things I've ever seen.
I stroppily walk along with
Funnily
everybody.
Enough, Glubble is in 2 of the other ones.
I was going to say, surely we've at least made the top 3 by now.
Yes, it is strange. Look.
I say we go for 10.
I mean, there are top 10 things. Whatever.
No, but Leon, kick the other ones out.
Sure.
Top 10 strangest things for us as a friend group.
We do not need to have this conversation. Oh. All right, everyone gets a long rest. The night passes uneventfully because now the spiders were the only real danger in this area. Nothing was hanging around here because it was scared of them.
Mm.
And now that they're gone, you get at least one night without any interruptions to your sleep.
Oh, nice.
The next day, those caravaneers make their way onwards into the... Well, actually, they probably turn back and go back the way they came. They're not interested anymore. It wasn't worth it. This is just a lost voyage for them. They thank you one final time, though. And as they're retreating into the forest, you look northwards towards the looming dangers of the cult ahead. How would you like to proceed?
Well, like
stealthily.
Is you want like me in front, I'm presuming?
I'll go at the back.
Okay. You're traveling for another day. Can I get you to roll the encounter dice twice?
9.
Mm-hmm.
2.
You're traveling for another day before you see it. In the distance, there is a hill. The forest is kind of almost completely gone. Actually, it's gone. You're out of the forest at this point. You're in kind of rolling, slow hills. And atop one of the tallest hills near a large lake, there is this massive stone and wooden building. It looks like a lodge house of some sort, like a place where hunters may come, or like a country house almost. It's got kind of like a country house vibe to it. There are 3 separate buildings, but one primary one. The other 2 buildings, one of them is a stone kind of small castle-like structure, and then the other one was, whatever it was, it is long gone. It's been knocked down almost completely. Only its skeletal remains exist still.
Hmm. Yeah.
We could probably see through the whole house, yeah?
Oh, through that one? Yeah, you could see every element of the house. You could see it's all of the walls. You know how that, you know that classic sort of appearance where there was a building here and then it's kind of been felled, but there's still like the nubs of the walls, if you know
foundation.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foundation still exists.
Yeah.
There is also still the fireplace to that one. And like I said, in addition, there's a lake around the back of these buildings. You could see, you get kind of enough of a vantage on your walk through towards there that you could see this. On the back part of this property, there is a small boathouse and then a jetty that exists into the lake. You can see a boat on the lake, and you can see several people walking around these properties. Maybe in total, like literally only three people. Not a lot of people.
Is this this isn't the cult, is it? This is just like
it is. Is well, it, well, at least this is where it should be.
I see why they stay. That's really nice here. They might have tricked me if I hadn't been there. Oh, so much wet for your friend.
Yes. Well.
I assume you're excited.
It feels like, by the way, the spider instincts within you exist, but they are controllable. It's just every now and then you act a little aggressively.
Oh, it's in the way. And three is sorry.
That's all right. it just hurts my feelings, so...
I tap three more times.
Okay. That's all right. So we go find a little bit of leg to dunk him in?
I point to the cultist with one of my many legs.
Yeah, or should we keep your body safe?
Put one for yes.
What? Sorry, what are you saying?
Where's the lake? Is it past?
Oh, it's behind. Oh. So, yeah, you've got that major building. There's a path that rolls through the hills, and the path leads right up to that major building. Then on the right-hand side of that building, to the west, there is a stone building that looks almost like a castle. It has a tower attached to it. Actually, it looks kind of... Imagine if a wizard's tower had exploded out of a castle. That's kind of what it looks like. That was on the left-hand side or on the west side. Then on the right-hand side or on the east side, there is the remains of a building. There's still standing a grand, giant-looking fireplace, but the rest of the building has been largely knocked down. Behind there is the lake, and on the lake there is a boathouse and a jetty.
Oh, okay. Probably not. We probably can't drop him off first.
Oh, you could if you went like a long way round. It'd take you maybe 4 or 5 extra hours, but on a 5-day walk, what's that?
Yeah, I convert back into a talking flightless bird. Right. So he's pretty safe on my back. He's pretty fine.
Oh, if you're okay, I mean, it's you.
Yeah, I mean, he looks a bit dry, but we dunked him not that long ago.
I was just thinking if we, you know, put him in a lake and tied him to something, he'd be fine for like a week.
I mean, no, I still have to eat.
There's stuff in the lake, yeah?
But if he's tight. Also, the chance of something coming along and eating it or me is quite high in a lake. Look, I prefer a kind of like
papoose.
Like a mother spider brooding, maybe a little bit too protective of myself.
Okay.
Like a mother spider brooding. You know what that looks like, right?
You know.
Yeah. It strikes me in the normal part of my brain. I think, oh, nothing, because it's so normal.
Yes. It's fine. We're close to me.
Okay.
Well, a thing to point out for this is that our contract dictates that we actually... Where is it? Our contract dictates that we must find the sword sage amulet of the fortune teller. We need not actually deal with the cult.
It's true.
Oh, that's good. I mean, if we just need to find a necklace.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably go and talk to maybe one of the cultists.
We might even be able to buy it off them. I mean, that seems unlikely. But it is possible.
Yes, look, that's not a bad idea.
Make no mistake, though, these people are not nice people.
You don't think they're going to be reasonable?
They might
kind?
Be reasonable, they might just not be nice.
Yeah. I'm for that. I'll stay as this little talking...
Chantal spits on the ground. I don't like the idea of that.
Well, what about we go in, we all just stay ready.
I'm all for having a pleasant conversation, but I don't like them.
That's fair. That's what about this? We go in there, we ask them some questions, see you know, where are they in terms of like maybe wanting to purchase something? And then if you don't like what the answers they are, yeah, you can grab your warhammer and start swinging.
I may just do that.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, handsome and handsomettes. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by our good friends over at the Hard Dice Podcast. Want a podcast that takes movies and board games and blends them together into some kind of delicious podcast smoothie with three distinct flavors? Well, Hard Dice has you covered. They take movies and make them a semi-playable board game. They take board games and make them a semi-watchable movie. And also, they play licensed board games and compare them to their cinematic counterparts. So if board games and films are your bag, just search for the Hard Dice Podcast in your podcast app of choice, Google, or audio streaming service.
So you approach?
Yep, I'll hop along.
And you're going to stay as a bird?
Yes.
All right, that's probably clever.
Jump on the shoulder.
Yeah, I'll jump on your shoulder. Can you carry me like
to,
a baby?
I have to, yes. I have to pick him up.
About your body?
I was picking up Big G's holding that.
All right, so you've got both. Okay.
Yeah. I start preening Big G's hair. Just a habit.
That seems fine.
How long is your hair?
Oh, it's past my shoulders, yeah. Which isn't very long for me, but for other people it's pretty long.
Why is that not very long?
Because I'm very tall. So it's not very long.
But you're proportional.
Yeah, but my hair is only past my shoulders, so it's not very long.
But you're proportional.
Yeah, so for me.
So are you saying that for anyone, hair past their shoulders is not long?
Yes. I said not very long. It's got some length to it, I'll admit, but it's not very long. And so, but if you took one of my hairs off and you put it on a halfling, it'd be a very long hair.
Well, correct, yes.
It takes me longer to grow, I think. Does it?
No. You might think it does.
No, it doesn't. Since I grew it with my big girl roots.
You got bigger cells.
I don't like that.
Do you have earrings?
Your red blood cells are a bit bigger than a halfling's.
Either way, do you have earrings as well?
Yes, and they would be very heavy if you were small.
Cool.
I'm big, so it's all right. That's allowed.
I'd be preening your hair and occasionally going for the earrings.
No, it's too big. You joke. You don't have lips to spit it out.
Wouldn't this be terrifying for you? Because sometimes, if the parrot is perched on your shoulder, you're surely, when you turn to look, you're looking up at the bird.
No,
I think it depends on the size of the bird.
That's true.
Parrots are pretty big.
That's true. How big is your talking bird in your world?
Yeah, where does
a parrot would be probably as appropriate size for how they would be here, and so I would say that as a parrot, some parrots are small. How well versed is Glubbel in types of parrot? Mm. How tropical have you lived?
How tropical have you lived? I would say probably not that tropical. I imagine being more like a swamp dwelling. We'd occasionally go to like a tropical swamp.
So you probably don't have a lot of all right, highs or lows?
Let's go with highs.
Highs? Oh, okay, you could pick a smaller parrot if you wanted
to. He's like a smaller macaw.
Yeah, sure. I don't know many types of birds of paradise, big. So... Okay.
Let's go with some kind of, yes, like a lorikeet, eh?
Sure, yeah. I don't know if lorikeets can talk, but all right.
Good point. I'll just go with the macaw.
They're
pretty big.
Macaw? I'm not an aviarist, and I choose not to know about birds. I choose to never learn about birds.
I'll be a pretty macaw.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so I turn my head.
No, he's small. You'd be looking down. No, we have decided that was this role, that was this conversation. You don't need to be afraid.
Mm. Oh, thank
An important
you.
Conversation that we had. All right.
Roll for spoken, your friend.
Okay. If you insist. So Chantel gestures forwards and says, well, no time like the present, I suppose. You move forwards. There is that main building. There's the side building, and then the, like I said, there's like just some rubble that was once a third building that is no longer. Would you like to approach the main building, which is kind of a little bit more, it's probably the furthest building from you, and then the side building is a bit closer. The side building has also farmland around it. It looks like this place is kind of somewhat encapsulated, like they probably grow and then like harvest or whatever their own foods mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So if you wanted to, you could approach towards the main building. You could approach the side building. If you wanted to go to the side building, you could through that farmland probably arrive unnoticed if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You see, as a quick reminder, you see, because we had a long conversation, you can see about three people wandering around the grounds. You assume there are more because the buildings are quite big. It seems stands to reason, mm-hmm. but you only see three people outside.
I'll be a cockatiel. I was just Googling some certain birds, and I think cockatiel
I am upset with you. I asked small? You not to tell me.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm telling Cass.
All right. Good. Just in case I'm getting a bad boy card.
Aw, man.
Give me a number between 1 and 29.
Fool.
Four?
Mm.
Fool.
Mm. You I missed out on why you're not allowed to tell him.
What did you say? An NPC takes a sudden dislike to a PC. I think that's like the third one I have as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with this encounter.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a non-violent solution because I got one for each of them now.
Yeah. Either way, I'm being distracted by the shininess of your earrings. I feel like I'm going to just encapsulate the smooth brain of a bird right now.
Right. Well, in that case, Love is Blind kind of takes a natural leadership role, and you just kind of walk along the main road towards the main building.
Well, you think I can't lead?
Do you try to?
You think I can't lead?
Love is Blind says, let us go towards the main building.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I fucking thought so. All right. As you approach, you can see one of them stands up. He's a elf, but he, you know that like classic monk attire and haircut?
Yes.
Imagine a elf, but in that sort of a like the simple brown robes and then with that bowl cut with the big bald patch in the middle.
Their ears would look so funny sticking out of that little bowl cut. Aww. Be cute. Good funny.
As you approach, he looks at you quizzically. You can see that he was tending to a small garden bed. He approaches you. As he approaches you, you see that he's wearing, like, around his neck a metal pendant. The pendant is in the shape of, like, a frog's head. Maybe more of a toad, actually, than a frog. So, like, larger, a little bit more warty and almost intimidating looking. As he approaches, you can hear a soft jangle, jangle, jangle in one of his pockets.
Probably unlock something cool.
Mm. Probably money. Yeah, maybe. It's saying. Anyway, I keep going back to this.
It looks magical.
Can I help you? He says.
Oh, hello. Oh, sorry. Oh,
Love is Blind steps forward.
I've become confused because I forget you're allowed to speak to monks.
Depends on the monk.
Yeah, I know. And I panicked. Hello. No.
We wish to discuss a proposition with you. You have something we want, and we want to trade for it.
The monk looks at you, like your entire group, very hesitantly. One of you is, oh no, you're a bird right now, not a giant spider. Mm-hmm. He looks at each of you hesitantly and then says, what are you exactly looking for?
We
I stare with my beady bird eyes.
We are looking
and kind of cock my head, you know, like a. Hmm?
We are looking for the Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller. We are led to believe that it is here.
I nod, but one of those bird nods, you know, they do the whole body.
I do one of those nods, but it's a bit stupid.
You can see the other two monks who were kind of standing next to each other. They like crowded or huddled, I should say, around. Something you couldn't see it on the approach, and you still can't really see it. They have quite clearly taken notice of you as well, and both of them are wandering over curiously.
Okay, then. You'll probably want to talk to the friar. Come with me, I suppose, he says.
Thank you. I bow.
I do a little chirp.
All right. He doesn't return the gesture.
As I nearly launch you off my shoulder with a bow.
As you walk past where the other two monks were, you can see that there's cards laid out on a little table. It looks like they were playing a game of cards. As you approach and they can see that everything's okay, they return to it. You're not sure exactly what game they're playing, but when one of them, clearly they're trying to like put cards into a pile in the middle. When one of them places a card down, the other one quickly snaps his, one of them is a human, the other one's a tabaxi. One of the tabaxi quickly snaps his paw down on the table and says, "Fruits!" And then you walk past them.
Oh, they're so cute.
As you approach the main building, the doors swing open as if, well, probably guided by some sort of magic, and you step into a large atrium. There, the second the doors start opening as well, you can hear the sound of like an old-time piano playing, like, you know, one of those automatic ones. There's like ding, 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 like the, like just slow plucking. You can hear that. And then when you start adjusting to the inside light as you approach it, you can see inside it's like a casino. There are a lot of monks here, maybe 20 to 25 in this. The atrium is also quite large in itself. You can see that this building splits off into two wings and then has from a grand staircase goes up to an upper floor. Through either of the wings, all the doors are open. On this ground level, all the doors are open, and you can see, like, blackjack tables, roulette wheels, card games, dice games of all sorts. You can even see some sort of strange, like, a row of some sort of strange boxes that a couple of monks are sitting at. And every now and then, one of them, there's, like, an arm, like a gnarled wooden arm on each of the boxes. One of the monks pulls at the arm, and then a little viewing slot on the box starts whirring rapidly. And if you take like a glance, you can see that it's running through various shapes and colors. Mm.
I look at Big T and mutter under my breath, "Oh no."
Oh my goodness.
You could also see here as well, in addition to...
Whisper, stay on here, Fagus.
I want to see him spin.
Oh, there are lights and colours all over the place, Tree Stump. You know what, that's a fair fucking point. Each of you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
I want to
Tree Stump, you're bad at this. Tree Stump immediately diverts. Almost immediately, is like three steps into the room.
Hello, how do you play?
Okay, we are playing.
Glubble. You manage to keep your wits about you. You can see that a lot of these sort of attractions and sites are quite obviously designed to catch the eye. And you feel like there might actually also be magic to this. Yeah. Like literal magic compelling people to wander.
Yes.
And you can see the Tree Stump is quite obviously...
don't mind even.
Because you have a gambling problem,
don't you?
Chantel also similarly turns and wanders away.
So I play for you.
Oh, fuck. Love is blind as well. Yeola, which for wisdom. Yeola also wanders away. You're the only one who made their save.
For the love of...
Just sad because you don't have fingers right now.
Yes.
You lose sight of the other three. You and Tree Stump are alone now.
Anyway, where are we going?
Put
a coin in my beak and put it in the slot.
In addition to monks, you see other creatures here as well. You see people who must be bandits. Like, they look hard and rough sort of people. One of them is still covered in blood and is pulling incessantly on a box. And you hear, as you walk past him, you hear him muttering, "Lemons, lemons." Some people here are more cogent than others, though. Mm-hmm. You can see there is like an old-fashioned wizard, like purple robes with silver stars on it and like that big classic hat. Mm-hmm. You can see he's at a roulette table, and he quite obviously, when you walk past, he gives you like a morose sort of nod. Like he knows what's happening. You see that he's not really been affected. He is maybe just here to actually have fun, as opposed to some people who seem to be magically compelled.
Right. Yes. Big T, have a think. What would Felmorn do here when we have to try and get a particular amulet? Would they be distracted by these Give me a coin. Come on.
Tree stump.
Buy these things just once, and then we'll go and we'll go and do, okay. You can have one.
Have a go.
All right, have a go.
Will Tree Stump and Glubble be able to stop at just one little flutter? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you were told were impossible were, in fact, very much the opposite?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It's so much more complicated.
Fascinating.
And, above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
As you're traveling further and further and further north, you're looking at your phone, watching as 5 bars becomes 4, becomes 3, becomes 2, becomes 1, becomes that little emergency E sign. About a year ago, a company called Bismarck Oil and Coal collapsed. Mm-hmm. When it collapsed, several documents became unsealed. It was filled out by Officer Lenny McBride.
That's who I am. I got one girl at home. I got a daughter and the wife, but she's looking after the daughter at the moment. And yeah, that's who I am. Land to my friends.
You see a big painted sign in very big and bold words, both in English and in French. Warning, at all times, please keep your weapon.
Okay.
The elevator takes you down underground. You get the willies.
Do you think that once it's out, it will be gone, or...?
It'll be free.
What are we dealing with? What is this?
What on earth could you think it is?
An awful thing. Something that turns men against men.
And I gently put my finger under Wade's chin and lift him up and kind of look him in the eyes. Yeah, right there, Wade. You took a bit of a tumble.
I don't know. You don't believe these stories, do you?
Beyond the Map, an anthology series set in a world not that different from our own. Listen week to week on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Alternatively, you can just grab the whole campaign as a digital download on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest.
Just search for D&D's for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.